car. Track every storm.
Prolific rainfall totals.
Every piece of debris that's on the road's edge is a potential piece of debris that's going to fly down the road somewhere else.
Be ready.
We're going to continue to provide relief. We're wired for this.
Sky Stormwatch or Radiant Credit Union.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:07 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is a happy hump day, Trump day, but it's a very serious day as we prepare for Hurricane Milton. Brand new numbers just came out. Reduced speed now, sustained winds of 155 miles an hour. So it is the high end of a Cat 4. The other news is it continues to speed up. When we first came in this morning, it was moving northeast at 12. Then it was 14. The new numbers, it's moving northeast now at 16 miles an hour. We will feel storm force level winds sometime later today. The coast will probably get them noonish or close after. Middle of the state, yeah, closer to 7 or 8. Stay vigilant. Stay on top of it. Things could change. Joining us right now, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning, Congresswoman. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. We're doing all right, getting ready for the storm, but doing what we can right after Helene.
Yeah, look, all kinds of disinformation, information, all these things get thrown out there, memes spread. Can you clarify on federal funding, FEMA funds, were they used for immigrants? Did it take away from the funds needed to help any of these people post-hurricane?
Yes. So there is a lot of really, really skewed information out there, we'll say. And believe me, I am the most critical person of FEMA. Some things have been accurate, some things have not. In the case of FEMA money going to illegals at the border, that is 100% true. To the tune of $1.1 billion over the last 4 years. And we started raising the red flag on this 4 years ago when I had Alejandro Mayorkas in front of my committee, and I asked him, as they're engaging in this practice of sending money to the border through NGOs, they say that FEMA's not doing it. Well, it's because FEMA's block granting the money to NGOs like Catholic Charities, and then Catholic Charities is buying the hotel rooms and the plane tickets and the bus tickets. So that's their little clever way of trying to say they're not doing it. But we've been talking about this for 4 years. They've even raided the emergency temporary shelter and housing program, which gets used for homeless veterans. And so I'm glad that people are starting to pay attention to this now, because sometimes you feel like you're screaming in the wind a little bit.
Yeah, I bet. And then the other question is, and I know you're not a huge fan of FEMA per se, the feds, FEMA, et cetera, are they slow on purpose? Obviously, it's challenging getting into the mountainous terrain of the Carolinas, but are they slow on purpose, or is it the nature of this administration?
I think it's a couple of factors. One, FEMA is way too bureaucratic to move quickly and respond as their mission requires them to. Two, the state of North Carolina, the governor was exceptionally slow in declaring a state of emergency, mobilizing National Guard. They were completely caught off guard with this storm. And, you know, the problems with FEMA just compounded the issues on the ground. And then, of course, we all know nobody knows how to play well with each other. So you had a lot of great-hearted, good Samaritans that were trying to assist, and they were being retaliated against. And so we've actually stepped in and started compiling incidents where FEMA, the FAA, and other government agencies have retaliated against good Samaritans doing hurricane recovery. In fact, we're working with the Cajun Navy, who had one of their sites where they were delivering generators, they were delivering food, water, medical aid. It was roto-washed by a National Guard helicopter and created about $150,000 worth of damage. And it's just nonsense like this that gets in the way of what needs to be done, which is just helping people.
So I trust the governor, Governor DeSantis, to do the right things. I think he has been on the correct side all along and moves very effectively and efficiently in the state of Florida. I feel great about that. What about other, like, federal resources and FEMA? Will they be available if they're already being stretched thin? And now we've got Milton bearing down on the coast, a huge storm surge expected if it hits these populated areas, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. I mean, you know, it's not going to be pretty.
Right. And that's one of the things that is a rumor that's floating out there, is that FEMA is broke. FEMA is not broke. For Alejandro Mayorkas to get out and poor mouth the American people is just another example of how this man is not fit to lead. We just gave FEMA $21 billion 2 weeks ago. They are flush with cash. They have the financial resources to respond. Unfortunately, here in Florida, we have gotten really, really proficient at these storms. And so the state, the feds, the locals, everybody knows how to work well with each other. And we've already been really pre-positioned because we were ready for Helene. And now we're looking at Milton. We've got 43,000 linemen. We've got fuel. We've got all these things in play, six staging areas. I was on the phone with the Cajun Navy for the last 2 days, and we have all the nonprofits that are working together staging. In fact, in Marion County, we have one of their pods in Marion County. We're ready. We're ready for the storm. It is going to be catastrophic, and I hope that people heeded the warnings to evacuate if you were in one of those zones. And as someone who drove up from South Florida couple days ago, I sat in those evacuation lines. It was brutal. And I looked around and I said, man, I hope that by the grace of God, this thing wobbles and pulls back on the pressure, because it is going to be absolutely catastrophic. I don't think we will recognize Sarasota if this hits as a Cat 4, Cat 5 down there.
Yeah, it will be very, very ugly. Same thing. Had family that came up yesterday from the St. Pete area. I-75 was locked up tight, and I told them to take the back roads. They did. It took them 5.5 hours. It still was much faster than I-75. Mm-hmm. But the good news is, Kat, as we've been monitoring the traffic flow, I-75 northbound appears to be running very smoothly for now. That could change, but it might be a sign that people were excellent about heeding warnings and getting on the road quickly and not waiting till the last minute.
Absolutely. I mean, we've said it all along, you know, listen to the warnings of local officials early, have a plan. A lot of people already had a plan from Helene, and just get out. I mean, I was driving on Monday, and it was unreal. I'm like, man, what should have taken me 4 hours took me 12, but I was glad that people were getting out. And, of course, the thing that we continue to tell people is take videos, take photos of your property so you have that for insurance and FEMA purposes later. 5 minutes can save you hours of aggravation. Have a plan for your property, your business, and your pets. One of the things that hasn't really been talked about is in this storm, all of these shelters are completely overrun. People are dropping off their pets. They're leaving their pets behind. And you're just not a good person if you're going to leave your pet behind while you evacuate.
No, I've got some things that we can do to counter that after the fact that we've collected certain artifacts of their stay and reposition them maybe at the owner's home or in their bed, something like that.
Absolutely.
I like that.
But, absolutely.
Congresswoman, you are always on top of it. We always appreciate your input, and we hope you and your other half, Matt, stay very, very safe, and we appreciate what you do.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Everybody be safe out there.
Hunker down.
Yeah.
Time for her. No, it's not time for a hurricane party.
Now find those hatches and batten them down.
Batten down the hatches.
Even if you don't have hatches, you got to find some and get them battened down.
And once everybody's alive and well after the hurricane, then if you want to have a little partay, it'll be picking up the branches partay.
A cleanup party, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is 8:16. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. You can always download The Bob Rose Show podcast and never miss a minute. Wherever you normally download your podcast, just click subscribe. Election Day attack thwarted. Details coming up next, along with details and updates on Hurricane Milton. 97.3 The Sky.